I will hear from wrong, and I'll die in the mirror.
Welcome to our group.
And this ought to show it right here.
Do you or someone you know suffer from depression? If so, please contact the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline at 1-800-273-8255.
Good evening. Welcome to our Thursday night current events broadcast with your hosts, Colonel Kimberly Purvis, Lieutenant General Christopher Weathers, and I'm your co-host and general of the Defender 7, Bobby Ormsby. Now, before we get on with tonight's broadcast, I need to read our disclaimer. The views and opinions expressed on the Defender 7 radio show and Facebook page are those of the callers and or authors and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the Defenders 7. Now, again, I'd like to welcome you all. Always have a great discussion on our Thursday night current event show. I hope we get a lot of replies and a lot of people calling in. Come have your voice be heard. Now, for those of you new just tuning into us, we are a humanitarian American patriot group. We can be found on our national Facebook page by typing in the search box, all capital letters, Defenders 7. Before you click that join button, just know we expect all of our members and future members to participate throughout everything we do in the Defender 7. If you get in and feel you can't participate or don't want to participate, you may leave with no hard feelings. We also have our own YouTube channel. Swing over to YouTube and check us out. Just do us a favor and hit that subscribe button. We greatly appreciate that. We're on MeWe. If you click on organizations, scroll down to Defender 7, Humanitarian American Patriot Group. Now, tonight's show and all the shows we do here on Blog Talk Radio, we enjoy it when you call in with your opinions or just to participate. And that number to call, area code 914-205-5773. Again, number to call, area code 914-205-5773. Or scroll down and come in our chat live chat room. Come talk to us. Boy, so much going on around the country. I would surely love to hear a lot more people than just the same people that call in. Give us your opinions. Come on, people. Wake up. Whether you do it live on the radio show or live inside our chat room, come talk to us. Give us some insight. Now, all the things going around, especially about the 13 military members killed in Afghanistan, which still pisses me off, and all this hoopla of wanting to impeach Biden, but of course it's going to be stalled and held up by Pelosi. So come on in and let your voices be heard, people. I am now going to bring in your hosts, Lieutenant General Christopher Weathers, Colonel Kimberly Purvis. We got our major from Wisconsin, Miss Lorna Munson, a.k.a. Slacker. And Captain Randy Forsey.
Howdy, howdy.
Captain Randy Forsey from Kentucky.
Howdy, everybody.
Good evening. I will be a slacker now. I quit my job.
Why?
Oh, so you're going to be like the rest of the snowflakes and sit and collect money, huh?
No, the money I collected, I fucking earned. Blood, sweat, and tears.
What, from sitting down on the job?
Well, at least I'll get paid for it.
Well, I do want have one thing to say about my post the other day on about our Patriot group and humanitarians. You know, I posted a long post on our national Facebook page, and very few responded to it. We didn't create this group to be keyboard warriors. We want participation. You're either with us or you're against us. We don't need it. We don't need a bunch of people. I much rather have quality people than more than numbers. If you don't want to do anything in this group and start participating, leave. Because we don't need it. We're not about having thousands of followers. We want quality people that are willing to speak up. Let your voices be heard on our blog talk radio shows and in our chat rooms and on our website. You know, as a founding member of this group, I'm disappointed in it. Yes, we've helped quite a few people. We've spoke, we've trained. We have posted so many training videos, medical, survival training. But yet it's always the same people every week on this show. Every week we've got the same people. You know, at least go into the chat room and let your voice be heard that way. You don't have to put your name out there. You can be anonymous. It's just pretty piss poor that the way America is right now and the way it's going, people are more keyboard warriors, but when it comes time to walk the walk, nowhere to be found. Nowhere to be found. We got a hurricane right now that hit Louisiana. People need help. Hit the donate button so we can help them. We got another hurricane coming off the East Coast. Going to hit. They're saying it's a Category 5. We're going to have the money to help people with their power, to help rebuild, send water, send food. We've got mudslides in Tennessee. This is America. You know, I don't know how many of you remember 9/11. The anniversary's coming up soon. But everybody was united when that happened. Everyone in America came together. It didn't matter if you were a Democrat, a Republican. Didn't matter. Everybody came together. Where is that shit now? I see a lot of posts on Facebook. Again, keyboard warrior bullshit. You're either with us or you're... Get the hell out. We don't need you. Hit the donate button.
Isn't it amazing what 20 years can do to people? Wow.
You know, people said they wasn't going to forget. People forgot because they're letting them in this fucking country.
Exactly.
Yeah. But a lot of the people that's pissing and moaning were the ones who, one, weren't born yet or just a couple years old. See, it's the Gen Z, this generation, that's causing all the problems. Because I guarantee you, anyone born who was almost an adult, I should say, when 9/11 happened, they still remember. It's this new, kinder, gentler, wussification generation that's a friggin' joke.
Well,
and I'm
people in this country are a joke anymore.
Oh, I know.
You know, you call yourself a true patriot, step up and walk. If you're really a true patriot, then do something. You might not have served, but you can serve your country right now by helping our fellow Americans. A lot of people lost their homes. People that don't have food, water, electricity. You know, it doesn't take a whole hell of a lot of money. You can donate $5, $2. We need people to donate. Go on our online store, buy a shirt. That gets us money so we can help people. If you think that one of us board members are pocketing anything, well, I tell you what, we have the paperwork and we have the numbers of what is donating, what is being donated, and where it goes. And we can post it on our national page and on our chat room. All you have, if you want to see it, all you have to do is ask. But this, you know, what did we start this? 3 years ago, Bobby?
Yeah.
You know, when we, almost
It'll
4 years ago
January.
When we were talking about, 4 years ago when we were talking about making this group. Patriotic Humanitarian Group. You know, it saddens me to no end. I see all these people are totally against what is going on, but all they do is talk on their computer. But when it comes down to it, when it's time to fight, man, how can I trust? How can I trust to have anybody to have my six when it comes down to a fight? Only a select few. You know,
I just sent 50, Bobby. I didn't realize you guys still weren't getting any money. I try and send whenever I can afford it.
We understand that, Maria. Excluded. You have done it.
No, I know
you and Tim donate money all the time.
I know you weren't talking to me. I'm just saying that I wasn't really paying attention. I think it's a shame that more people aren't donating.
Because people are keyboard warriors. They want, you know, it's like the name. They belong to a patriot group. Ooh, I'm a patriot. Well, do patriot shit then. Stand the fuck up. Help. Do something. Don't sit behind that fucking computer and talk shit.
Just like you and I.
That is not a patriot.
Just like you and I said the other day when we talked. You know, they're going to wait. They're going to wait until it really hits the fan. Then they're going to want us to bail them out.
We couldn't help them at that point even if we wanted to.
No. That's why it's important for participation throughout the group. Learn your communities. All these Afghans that just came in, I'm telling you, don't believe me? You know, it's my opinion, yes, but I've seen too much of it in the past. Mixed in among these people are Taliban and ISIS fighters.
Yes.
Don't believe me?
Yep.
Wait and see. What are you going to do when they come walking onto your front lawn? You're going to shit a brick.
And you're going to be begging for help.
It'll be too late at that point. Here's the thing. People get on our case. Oh, you just don't want to help people. You're, you know, this, that, and that. I'm like, no, you don't understand. I don't object to helping the Afghani refugees. I don't even object to the ones who legitimately deserve it coming into the United States. What I object to is the way they're doing it. The majority of Afghans who are coming here don't speak English. So obviously they are not the ones that were helping America. Okay, now we've got a house closed and shooting people. Okay? And it's not just us that I'm worried about, are my safety and my tax dollars. It's the Afghan people that are coming here. Yes, they're in part of the government. They're taking people from a backward Middle Eastern culture and throwing them into a modern Western culture. Not to mention health. So, you know, it's not just about me, it's about them, too. They give a shit. These refugees are being used by the fraudulent administration. And we definitely do it. They're all being put in the swing state. That's where they're being put. And now that people are being told you're not allowed to take their pictures, you're not allowed to have any information on them. So, It's not that I don't want to help people. America, we want to help people. We are the land of the free and welcoming, but not like this. You're putting us all at risk when they do this. So, yeah, I went out and, well, my gun, I found it again.
What irks me is people, they are bringing in these motherfuckers at every military installation in this country. Every military base in this country, they're bringing them in by the thousands.
Yep. Tens of thousands.
And I didn't see any women and children in there.
No. Nope. 81,000 Afghans were brought here. I think it's 120.
Huh?
I thought it was 120,000, of which only 5,000 were American.
Oh, I don't know. I just saw something today that there was 81,000 Afghans.
Oh, that's right. That's right. That's right. There were
other
people.
Well, it doesn't matter. It's a hell of a lot.
No,
you
I know.
The funny thing is, they're all of fighting age people.
Mm-hmm. And mostly males.
Look at Michigan. Hey, in California, there is Sharia law on city streets. You think it's good? Well, I tell you right now, go over there then and try to live on them streets. Afghanistan, Iraq, Kuwait, Somalia. Go over there. Because I tell you what, you'll find out real quick it's not so good.
Nope.
Well, if they bring Sharia law into America, I'm not going to abide by it because that's not American. So they can kiss my ass.
Oh, I tell you what. If they try to bring Sharia law into America, I'm shooting first.
Well, I mean, it's in Michigan. It's in Dearborn. That's where all the Muslims are at, or a lot of them are.
Exactly.
In Dearborn.
No, the most
thing.
Muslims
are in every city, though, in the U.S.
The most Muslims are in Minneapolis.
It's in every city of the U.S.
Yep, but I just seen a thing saying that Minneapolis has the majority of them.
Here's the thing.
I will not abide. And if I don't know how many of you have done your homework on Sharia law.
I know nothing.
Read their book. That'll tell you.
Yeah. Yeah, and a couple more states just said it's starting to get legal for 14-year-olds to get married now. What the hell?
Read the Quran.
Wait a minute. My aunt was married at 14 with her parents' approval. And that was in 1940.
There's a big difference,
Maria. Yeah.
Yeah, there's
what
a big difference
doing
between
is
that time and now.
What they're
exactly.
doing now is right.
Right, yeah. A forced marriage is wrong no matter how old you are.
Well, they turned it down to 14. Now in a couple of years, it'll be down to 10. That's just disgusting and gross.
California made it legal to sodomize a 14-year-old boy as long as the man isn't more than 10 years older than him.
Well, so what I was saying at the beginning, I'm tired of people not participating in this group. You know, you say you're a patriot, then start acting like it and help fellow Americans. Help us help America. Hit the donate button. Buy a shirt. Buy a decal. Something. Anything helps. $5 can buy an entire case of water. I mean, and if you don't think that it can happen to you, well, then you're an idiot. Because it can happen to any one of us. At any time, tornado, hurricane, earthquake, fire, doesn't matter. It can happen. If you're really not that worried, why do you buy insurance? Why do you pay for insurance on your house or your cars? Why do you have medical coverage? Just in case. Well, that's why we need money to help on these storm victims. We can't do it by ourselves. On
Did
that
you see
note,
how bad New York is flooded?
Yep. I'm not they worried about really New York.
I don't care about New York. Maybe it'll wash all the rats out.
Except for all some of the people, I will admit. Up there, you know, but for the most part, wash away the city, especially the mayor and governor.
I heard that
the governor's gone. Cuomo's gone.
That they've ever had flash flood warnings in New York City.
No, because they don't get, they get snow. They don't get all of the rain. And all of the subways are flooded. Apartment buildings are flooded.
Yep.
Streets. I mean, who cares? Maybe it'll wash all the rats and all the shit away. But that category,
yeah,
that,
like
that
the liberals.
Yeah. The newest Hurricane Larry, they said it will probably be a Category 5 when it hits. And it's hitting the East Coast. Like, the Carolinas is where it's going to land.
Wait, who was JNK? What happened to JNK? I just heard about Ida. Who's JNK? We're at Larry now.
Yeah, but there are two other storms. It's probably somewhere else. Or it could be a depression or whatever. All I know is Hurricane Larry. Yeah.
Larry, huh?
I don't know. Yeah. Larry. Hi, my name is Daryl. This is my other brother Daryl. No, I'm Larry. It's my brother Daryl. My other brother Daryl.
Mo, Larry, and Curly.
By the way, this is just talk. I've been looking for this. And there's a lot of talk about September up to September 11th. A lot of
false flags
are out there. There's a lot of false flags. But listen, they are saying that there's a possibility of the power grid being shut down.
Oh.
Now, yeah. And so... What I just found.
Hold on, Kim. Kim.
Yeah. Yeah.
Are you talking about the big solar flare that's coming from the sun?
No. No. But there's that, too. But, yes, there is that, too. But, no. They're worried that Russia has the capability of causing an EMP.
Oh, here we go again. Russia runs to Russia.
No, I know. I'm just saying. But I don't know.
Is that sort of
like
Marsha?
Oh,
yeah. Wait a minute. That was the Brady Bunch.
But,
well, you know, Democrats, everything's Russia, Russia, Russia. I'm not saying they're all friends. I'm not saying that. But every time you turn around, anything that's happening, it's Russia. They don't want to say China, you know. And that, you know, like with the Wuhan virus, it's still not out of the lab. It's still only a slim possibility after all the investigation. So that's why when you said Russia, I made the joke about Russia, Russia, Russia.
Oh,
I'll tell you right now, China and Russia have teamed up along with Iran. It's going to get ugly. More so than what it is right now.
Yeah, because we don't really have any allies anymore. We destroyed.
No, we don't.
We don't.
Well, that's
Biden made sure
exactly.
to destroy that. The our allies. Listen, our allies have said, until Biden is out of office, they will not help America. We are on our own. But
and that's why
they
yep.
did it. Yeah, but the thing about Russia, they have a super electronic pulse weapon that can destroy the U.S. power grid. And this was as of February 3rd of this year. So all I'm saying is there's a lot of things happening, coincidentally, you know. And with Biden's little phone call to the Afghan president or leader, whoever the fuck he is, to lie about the takeover.
No, it didn't help.
So, and the Taliban's pissed because a lot of the tanks, the choppers, and a lot of the equipment was damaged. It was, what do they call it? What the hell? They destroyed it.
Decommissioned.
And the Afghan, the Taliban pissed. This whole thing was planned.
Wait. What equipment was destroyed? You mean when they left the airport? Yeah, but they already had how many Humvees, planes, and everything else from the other airport?
I get that. I know. What I'm saying is a lot of the equipment was destroyed before the troops left.
Yeah.
See, they weren't supposed to destroy any of it because it was part of the plan. And the Taliban's pissed.
Yeah, but
someone made a video.
This fraudulent regime doesn't control all of the military.
What?
Only its leaders. I said the troops, not all of the troops follow this regime. This fraudulent.
Yeah, General McKenzie can kick my ass.
Yeah.
He's a joke. He's an embarrassment.
James Austin and that other jackass.
Millie.
Yes. Millie Vanilli.
Yeah, Millie Vanilli, yeah. Fucking lip-syncing his way through it. Freaking ass. Oh, so on another note of COVID bullshit, Georgia has now made it, Kemp is trying to save his ass, that nobody, no employer can force anybody to get the vaccine.
Oh, good.
So...
Good.
A lot of states are probably going to follow suit. A lot of the military, as of yesterday, a lot of the Army, people are posting videos that they're done. Whole units are being discharged. And in all honesty, I really think that was their whole plan. Get rid of 70% of the military so you can have your woke Army of 30%. Which totally screws them.
That just means more on our side. That just means more on our side.
Well, that's what I'm saying. And so, but the funniest thing is, they don't realize that veterans and these active duty soldiers that are being forced to get dishonorably discharged or whatever, we know how to use all the equipment. I don't think they realize that. We know how to tactically secure or relocate anything.
Right.
Oh, by the
like
way, I'm in fascist book jail. I'm in fascist book jail for 30 days.
Again?
I just got out. Yeah.
I think you and Bobby are competing. That's all there is to it. You and Bobby have
I was out for 4 days. You know what I said? You know, and Oscar, you know what I said? I said, screw
what?
Impeachment. Biden needs to be tried and executed for treason and crimes against humanity. And fascist book said I was bullying and harassing.
But that was okay to say it about Trump.
Exactly. But here's the thing. I didn't say I was going to do it. I didn't say somebody needs to go do it. It's a fact. He has broken many, many laws on grounds for impeachment and also the 25th Amendment. Doesn't matter. So I don't care. Fuck fascist book. I don't care. We need to just make a whole cell.
What happened to the teacher out in California? They fired his ass. All those people showed up at the school board meeting, and they had to fire him. And they were also considering taking them to court because of what they allowed him to do. The fascist teacher.
Oh, yeah, that piece of crap.
Yeah. Yeah, he was Antifa. And he was telling kids that if they didn't agree with him, that they could leave because – If they didn't like the Antifa flag, then they were fascists and should be uncomfortable. And that if they wanted to be in his class and get a good grade, they had to go to Antifa events and take pictures.
Yeah, and take pictures.
That they were there.
Yeah, take pictures and then write a composition about it.
Right. And then there was that other teacher that wanted kids to pledge allegiance to the gay pride flag. The one that, you know, these people are sick.
The school boards need to all be fired. City councils all need to be fired. You're not even allowed to say the Pledge of Allegiance at a city council meeting.
Yeah. And here's the thing. These are all bureaucrats. They're not all elected officials. Elected officials you can get rid of. But the bureaucrats, what's happening is you elect officials that agree the way you do, but they can't get rid of the bureaucrats because what's the reason for firing them? Oh, because of their political views? Oh, I'm going to take you to court. So the bureaucrats are the ones that we need to get rid of, even more than we need to get rid of the politicians.
I say start over and fire all of them.
Agreed. Why do we need an IRS? Why do we need, you know, all these bureaucratic, their job, they shouldn't even exist.
You know what happened? We allowed it to happen.
Yes,
in all honesty.
Did. We were responsible. So now we're going to clean up our mess. We made a mess. We're taking responsibility, and we're cleaning it up. That's it. Bobby, you wait.
Oh, here's the thing. Supposedly, on September 18th, there's going to be another rally in D.C. September 18th. It's going to be the Proud Boys and Oath Keepers. Huh?
No, I thought that was September 11th is the date for the Proud Boys and the
No, it's the 18th. And here's the thing. Do not go to the Capitol on the 18th.
I'm not going to the Capitol ever again.
Oh, I know. I'll go and help them rebuild it.
right.
I'm telling you, that's the red flag right there. They're going, the FBI, the Department of Homeland Security, all of these little assholes are going to do something and blame it on Trump supporters and Christians and everybody else. And that's what they're going to do to try
and keep their asses at home and the Proud Boys.
Yep. Oh, something I heard, I mentioned it in our chat room. Seeing as American patriots are considered the American Taliban, when do we get our military equipment? Because Biden had no problem giving it to the Taliban. So when do we get ours?
Right. I am still pissed off that Pelosi would not allow the names of the 13 soldiers killed because of these fucking assholes.
But that bitch will friggin' read off she read off a list of all these criminals that we have to honor. Fuck her. George Floyd and all them damn murderers and criminals. I don't care.
It's disgusting. And, you know, and that young man, well, I guess he isn't young. He was, you know, he's a colonel, whatever, in the military, that Marine.
Lieutenant.
I shared all that stuff. He's, you know, he said, I know I'm going to get court-martialed, but, you know, and he still supports the military. He's still, you know what I mean? He goes, I'm not going to keep going on about this because this is not what I want young people entering the military to see. I mean,
he is being portrayed as a mentally unstable person.
But he's not.
That's what they're doing.
He said after that second video, they made him go see a psychologist, and his person, Superior, whatever, he didn't think he was crazy. And the psych person that gave him the eval didn't think he was. He's perfectly okay. There's mainstream media is trying to make him look this way. Did you read? I shared the letter he wrote. His immediate superiors are on his side. It's just that there's nothing they can do unless they also give up their careers.
I know.
Although, since he posted that, I actually have seen a few videos, I think you mentioned them too, of other military personnel. They're walking away as well because of it.
A lot of them are.
And they found a way around the forced vaccinations for the military. All military personnel that do not want to get the vaccine, they can be tested to see if they have the antibodies or whatever to prove that they either had COVID and recovered or whatever the case may be. They can use that to get out of taking the vaccine.
Wow.
If I see it again, I'll share it. I was at work at the time, so I didn't really have time to share it, and I don't remember where I saw it. But when I see it again, I'll share it with you so you can see what I'm talking about.
So, anybody have anything?
Are we the only two that are awake and talking?
Huh?
I said,
I don't know.
There we go.
I don't know about you guys, but I have seen the list of names and ages of all the Marines and the Navy corpsmen that died.
Mm-hmm.
I seen it on my Facebook feed earlier today, but I wasn't able to get a picture of it. They're all in their 20s and 30s.
Staff Sergeant was 31. He's the oldest.
Right.
One was 25, and everybody else was 20 and 21 and 22.
Right.
Right. The young man, that one young man was 20 and a half.
Yep. Oh, the one that was just, his wife was pregnant?
Yeah.
Well, like I said, I mean, with everything that's going on, every time that's why I haven't been on Facebook that much, is because all this shit is just screwing with my PTSD bad.
You're not the only one. They said that calls, texts, and scared out to the suicide line is up. I mean, like, the one, as I think they said, something like 78% just in the last 2 weeks. And, I mean, the numbers are unbelievable, that this is really hard on them. And everybody's saying, you know, those idiots are saying, oh, it's because we left, you know, and they feel worthless. No, they don't. Nobody is putting this on the truth. They're putting it on the leadership, and you know you're the ones that are trying to put it on the truth, you know, by constantly bringing it up.
One thing, hey Bobby. Bobby,
he's napping.
He's sleeping.
Yeah.
Free beer.
Have you talked to our captain of North Carolina or South Carolina? Today. When is he wanting to do a show? Because we have one of our own officers is wanting to do, and I'll let everybody know now, be sure to tune in on that show, because he is going to bring up some very interesting material, taxes, IRS,
a few other things. So be sure to listen in on them shows and watch for it.
Yeah,
I just wanted to put that out there.
Yeah,
does he
want
to do it on a Thursday show?
I don't know when he'll be doing it. He told me he was going to let me know. He wanted to research some things real quick. And but he does want to do it along with another show, which will that show I know for a fact won't be for 2 weeks. Is the Vaxxed Unvaxxed?
Yes, the vaccinated versus the unvaccinated.
Yes.
Oh, you know, I don't know if you guys have heard or not. It already happened in Israel. One state here in the United States has already done it, and another one is considering it. You will no longer be considered vaccinated until you get the third booster shot.
Right.
No.
Yeah.
If you got the Pfizer vaccine, you are no longer considered vaccinated.
Unless you get the booster.
Yeah.
Well,
and
I don't
now,
give a damn. I'm not getting any of them.
Oh, well,
me
listen
either.
To this. I've got the information. Yeah. Pfizer has come up with a new pill to take twice a day as a vaccine.
Yeah, well, keep it.
That's not
I'll
a
give
vaccine.
Mine up to a liberal.
They got a $1 billion contract bid with Pfizer, a drug
figure.
Company. No,
go
I
figure.
Know.
It hasn't been tested, and it's already emergency use authorized without testing.
Oh, the pill? It'll be out by the end of the year. Yeah. It'll be out
no
for the
testing.
Winter. Yep. I'll take them off, and I'll flush them down the toilet.
No, I'll give them away to the snowflakes.
Ah, true.
Yeah,
sell them to
them. Down money. Then they'll expect the water table.
You already know, and I can honestly tell you this much. 80% of our water systems in America are already polluted.
I know. That's why I said don't laugh.
From pills being flushed down the toilet and that kind of thing.
No, I know. You're not supposed to flush any medication.
Not to mention all the shit that they put in. And now they want to, everybody thought it was a joke, but it was for real. I haven't seen it lately, though, so maybe they nipped that idea about melting the bodies and then pouring them in the ground.
Number one, bodies don't melt.
I was just going to say that. How is that possible?
Yeah, and Liz, yes, you can liquefy a body. It is possible. Even bone.
I've never heard of that.
Yeah, no, it's possible.
I know they burn up to ash.
Well,
no,
a friend of mine lost two of her kids in a trailer house fire, and their hands did melt, and they were melted too.
Well, the skin will melt off, but everything else will burn up. It will not liquefy. It becomes ash.
You're talking about a fire. You're talking about burning. I said liquefying. It's like you use an acid thing. I forget the science behind it. When I first saw the post, I did some research into it because I thought it was stupid because it reminded me of Soylent Green. But
another thing I want to bring up is, and I know I've said this too in the past, and I know Bobby just said it on the radio show. You got to get to know like-minded people in your own town.
You have to get with people like-minded, because the lone wolf mentality will get you killed. And if you don't believe me, look at it this way. Do you think they're going to send one man that is in special forces to fight? No, never happens. Never happens.
That's one thing that really sucks around here, is nobody thinks anything is going to happen. They said, and if it does, we're going to stand around and fight here.
Well, the bad part is with that, they'll be the first ones to die, and then people will take their shit that they do have and can use it.
Yep, and that's one of the reasons why I want to get out of here.
I'm trying to make friends in my local area. I have a few, just I don't know if they're like-minded, but they'll do what I say. Okay, Chris, so here, heated to 300 degrees, a lye solution can turn a body into tan liquid with the consistency of mineral oil in just 3 hours. When the 5 to 8 hour cycle is complete, that's 3 hours to destroy the body, a few more to heat and cool the solution. The liquefied remains are then safe to pour down the drain.
Wow.
Soylent green.
That's pretty messed up.
I grew up watching a lot of weird movies. What can I say?
Yeah, Soylent green is pretty, it's like, movie. Wow.
Well,
did you guys hear about the tractor trailer that flipped over in West Virginia?
Yes.
A 1.3 million doses of Moderna.
And yeah, also that's what the FBI and CIA took it over. The government took it over on the accident.
Is that they cleared the airspace for a 5-mile radius and then torched the ground and surrounding area. So either that really was not Moderna in there, or that shit is a hell of a lot worse than we actually thought it was.
They said not one of the vials were broken.
I call bullshit on that. I call bullshit.
Hey, did you guys see the movie The Crazies? It was made a couple years ago. I don't know. The Crazies. A plane had this virus in it, and they crashed in a small town. And the virus was created to destabilize a population. And
COVID-19.
Yes. The thing about it is it's a hemorrhagic fever, right? And it just caused people to become aggressive and angry, and become violent. Which is honestly what rabies does. And then so they nuke the whole town, blow it up, and they said it was a chemical plant exploded.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
right,
sure. That's something our government would do. And then at the very end of the movie, you see it's Timothy Oliphant and I can't think of what her name was. They go to another town, and it shows the government. Huh?
Lynn Lowery.
And it shows them doing it again to another state. So with stuff like this, I don't look past the government. I mean, you want to look at conspiracy? Look at your government.
Yeah, the original one was made in 1972. I knew that sounded familiar. At any rate,
was it?
The original, and then it was remade in 2010. And that's with a lot of movies. You know, I remember Andromeda Strain. That was what the hell is his name? At any rate, yes, there a lot of movies. When you think back on them, it's like, oh my God, they're telling us that's what's happening now. Yeah, it's a lot of scary shit going on right now, and I am trying to make some friends locally that are like-minded, but at this point, I don't know that I trust anybody. New.
One thing that I would like to say, too, is I would like to hear some new voices on our radio show.
We keep asking.
That was one of the things that I said in my post on the national page. You know, if you don't want to talk, go to the chat room and let us hear from you that way. It's no different than talking on a phone, people. I would love to hear some inputs, your opinions, what is going on in your area of the country, what's going on overseas instead of what we hear on the news. Look, I know we're the laughing stock of the entire world right now. Everybody is blaming this administration for all kinds of shit. They're calling us a bunch of wimps because we're not standing up to the government and fighting for our rights. We are the last nation in the entire world. And we're slowly losing it.
Here's something scary that I heard. I have a friend in Australia, and she shared with me they are no longer selling life insurance in Australia.
It's coming. Everything you see in other countries is going to come here. I'm telling you, people don't start fighting back and speaking out. It's going to happen here.
Oh. They are not going to impeach Biden. They have no plan on impeaching him. And they have
no
plan on doing the 25th Amendment.
No,
listen,
they're not going to do that.
Because the only way to get rid of him is to wait. We're not going to be a country in 3 years. We do not have 3 more years.
No, we don't.
You know what? If all the patriots come together to stand up to fight, that's what they're afraid of. That's why they're trying to take away the Second Amendment. That's why they're taking away the freedom of speech, freedom of religion. Look, people, I've been saying this for how long?
I know.
As long as I've known you.
People, you have to come together. You know, if you're a patriot, stop fighting with other patriots.
Yep.
Team up. Do something.
Yep.
Because I tell you right now, the way this is going, we're done. We're done.
Yep.
But you know what?
And the select few cannot do it on their own.
They're saying, well, we need to come together as a nation. We never will. You know why? COVID is the reason why we will never come together as a nation. Because they have got so many people brainwashed.
Oh, yep. I know.
And now they're treating unvaccinated people like lepers.
Yep.
Go look in an Encyclopedia Britannica from 1989, as a matter of fact, I believe. And it's got coronaviruses in it, all the different types of illnesses. And it's got coronaviruses listed as a common cold.
People ain't going to do that anymore because they have Google.
Oh, it doesn't matter. But it's still listed as a common cold. Okay. You cannot cure a virus. There's no cure. I just don't get how people could be so manipulated to believe bullshit. You've got to be the most weak-minded person to believe everything the media tells you.
I'll tell you right now, it's no different than what Stalag did. It's no different than what Germany did. Nazi Germany. Nope. It's no different. We're falling under the same shit that they pulled way back when.
Yeah.
And it's a genocide. But hey, you keep take those shots, take those pills. You go right ahead. You go right ahead.
Be the good little sheeple that you are.
Right, right. You listen to the government. Hey, they're going to take care of you. They're going to take care of you. They're going to feed you.
Oh.
They're going to give you water. They're going to give you all the money. All the money you can use. No problem.
Get this. The newest thing is taking infants from unvaccinated parents.
Yeah, I read an article on that. They ended up giving the mother back the children.
Yeah, but they still did it.
But
yeah,
that's
the whole thing.
Next
so,
time they may not give them back. Yeah.
All you people out there, you do what you're told. Do as they say, not as they do. Okay? I'm going to put that out there. And for you morons that don't understand, that is sarcasm, by the way. Just for FYI.
Yeah, because Nancy Pelosi spent $11 million on a birthday? Nobody had masks. Nobody had...
Hey, wait a second.
I mean, they were doing whatever they want.
My birthday was in July. I didn't even spend $100.
Shit. I didn't even spend $25 on mine. Do as I say. But here's the thing. It's do as I say, not as I do.
Well, that's what I just said. Didn't you hear me, kid?
I know.
You know.
No, I was outside, smartass.
You know. Hey,
I had to go outside.
Insert sarcasm. Hello. Look, I'm saying is, you people are so out of touch, out of reality. It's not even funny. Us self thinkers that do our own research. Look, man, if you want to trust the government, by all means, you go right a freaking head. But I'll tell you right now, you push your beliefs on me, you're going to have issues. And it's not the kind of issues you're going to want. Trust me on that.
Oh, I'm sure we've already talked about this, but you know that dumb staff sergeant who thought it'd be funny to tell people that if they declare martial law and have all active duty soldiers, you know, on the streets and all that shit, and she says, if I tell you to get in your house and you don't, you're an enemy of the state. Listen, bitch. One, she's an 88 Mike, which is a freaking mechanic. Don't get me wrong. You need your mechanic. You need your mechanic. She has about as much combat training as a fucking cook, okay? Basic training is where you get it. Now, but here's the thing, what she's done. Now, listen, she's part of that 1% of woke army, whatever. Woke means you're broke. But she has caused a ton of cops and a lot of active duty and a lot of veterans to turn and say, listen here, you point your gun at me, she's going to be the first target. People like her.
Well, and the funny thing is, just like how people were saying that they're bringing in the UN, those pretty blue
right
helmets.
Here.
Now, well, I understand that. But those pretty
yeah
blue helmets, man, they make one hell of a moving target. Now, and
yep
if you don't believe me, that most of them, when they got fired upon, and I'm sure Bobby can agree with me on this, you would not believe how scared they were.
They're not trained in combat.
No, they're not.
They're not. You guys have
they really
people
ain't
need to do their research. People need to do their research. They are trained as peacekeepers.
Right.
That's it. There's only 166,000 UN troops in the world. Okay? World. Not one country. The world.
We have more deer hunters and outdoorsmen in this country, more veterans. And if we all came together, we would be the biggest military army in the entire world.
Yeah, but
now,
doesn't
you
China
don't believe
have
me
a couple hundred million?
That's all
or
right.
2 million or...
Why do
but
you
they
think
can't
we've never
here
been invaded? Why do you think we've never been invaded?
Well, they could do, like in the movie Red Dawn, Washington State, Oregon, California, and stuff
that's
like that.
Fine.
Yeah, granted, yes, they could. They could. But they won't
but
get very far.
They won't. Because there's too many hunters, veterans,
yeah,
too many people, outdoorsmen, that know the woods, that know this country. We
yeah
have hunters that
thing
travel to other states to kill something. Do you realize an average deer hunter, how many hours he spends sitting still, camoed up to where nobody can see him to
for
kill something in sub-zero
yeah
temperatures? Dumbasses. Think about
but see,
this.
But here's the thing. All these anti-gun people, why do you need so many guns? Wait until China
they're
and Russia invade.
A bunch of pussies
invade
that have no idea what they're talking about.
I get that. What I'm saying is, just wait, because of what he did in Afghanistan, that has
hold
just
on
opened up a door
listen
for beyond September
Tim
11th. Yeah.
Check this out. You hear this?
Huh?
Can you guys hear that?
What?
Hold on. I'm trying to see it. You hear it?
No.
Hear what? I'm hearing helicopters over my head.
Exactly. It's a helicopter just flew over, headed towards Scott Air Force Base.
Oh.
Oh, no. I meant here in Lancaster, I'm hearing helicopters.
Oh, well, one just flew over my house, so.
We live next to an Air Force base and an Army base.
Well, I live within 20 miles of Scott Air Force Base, which is the biggest Air Force base, and in charge of the entire Middle East of what's going on. I mean, they have everything there. Every branch in the of the military is out of Scott Air Force Base. Navy, Air Force, Army, Marine Corps, they're all there.
Holy
as
shit,
I was saying,
more of them.
As I was saying, hunters, which I'm a deer hunter, whether it's by bow or by gun, we hit things at very far distance. Small deer, rabbit, squirrel, turkey. Good luck for your anti-gun people out there. You have no idea what you're even talking about. Just like the politicians that say there's an AR-15 makes a hole of a 10-inch circle. Wrong.
No.
It might be a little less than a quarter of an inch big.
No, what I was referring to all these anti-gun people is just wait, because now that we Biden did this bullshit, we're open targets for more than a 9/11. This is going to be, it will be 100 times worse than 9/11. And then when we get invaded, they're going to wish they knew how to use a gun. They're going to wish they did.
The thing is,
so
whoever tries to invade us, you better be prepared for what you're coming after.
We've already been invaded.
You got to think there's a gun behind every blade of grass in this country.
But there is one thing, though. An EMP would totally debilitate America. But
yes, it would.
That's still not going to but it's not going to stop people from doing what they need to do if we
exactly
got invaded.
Exactly, to survive. You know,
well, good luck with your Apple phones and your shit to when you won't have the internet because you'll die.
I'm going to put it to you this way. Would I help some of my fellow Americans? Yes, I would. I would. But if you try to come at me in a threatening manner or take my shit, you'll be the first one to die. I will say this much. You cross me in a time of emergency, you will die. I will die standing on my feet fighting for my country. I've taken that oath, and nobody relieved me of my duty. I'm up, like I said, very, very simple. Listen with what I'm saying. I will help my fellow patriots and fellow Americans to a certain extent. The minute you come at me, you will meet your maker. All these people that are wishing for a war, you have no idea unless you've been there. For us veterans, most of us, we've been to hell. All we want to do is live in peace, own lives, with no issues. The minute you bring one of them issues to us, we're going to show you what hell is about. And I know, Kim, you probably, have you even seen combat? I know Bobby has.
I was, okay, here's the thing. I went and then had to come home.
Right. Well,
other
for you combat veterans out there, stand fast and be prepared. We don't want to be like this. We never would have thought in a million years we'd ever see it on our own soil. But it's coming. Right now, we're in a silent war. And if you don't believe it, man, you got your head so far up your ass, you're choking on your own hair.
We're being lied to so bad.
Big time.
That we don't even know who the truth, we don't even know if there's any truth out there.
But hey,
we
trust
don't.
That government. You do what they say.
But here's the thing.
Listen to that news media, too.
All of these nurses are being fired because they won't take the vaccine.
there's a lot of doctors and nurses that are being fired for not taking
true,
the vaccine.
More, there's more nurses that's being fired. So here's
yes,
my
there
thing.
Is.
Good luck to all you doctors who are forcing the vaccine and who won't take care of patients, because when there's no nurses, you're cleaning that dirty ass. You're going to be doing all the patient care. There won't be any nurses. And I'm going to tell you something right now. It's going to change when 90% of all of the medical field walks out or gets fired.
Hey, you want to hear something really messed up? Town a ways from me. I actually moved out of that town. For their school, they don't have any bus drivers to pick the kids up in the morning for school. So the bi-state buses for the city are now picking up the kids and taking them to school.
Oh,
can you believe
that here in Wichita? There is no school buses here. Or is there? Okay, there are some school buses, but the certain a lot of them take the public school. I mean, public buses, but they get it for
right.
free.
Right.
Now in Wichita, they just started this a couple months ago. If you're a veteran and you need to take the bus, you now get a free bus pass. I mean, it adds up. Don't get me wrong. It adds up.
Well,
when we had no vehicle, that's what we had.
Here in Illinois, they just shut down the state again, mandating masks. You would not believe how many people are defying the mandate.
So is Michigan.
How many stores that are still open, does not require a mask. The grocery store in my town does not require you to wear a mask. Some of the gas stations do. Some of them don't. I don't wear a mask. There's only one place that I wear a mask, and that's when I do go to the doctor's office or therapy.
Yeah.
For my elbow.
But you know what? Do you know what they have signed? And a majority of the stores, if you are fully vaccinated, you do not need to wear a mask.
Yeah,
okay.
I see that.
And I walk right in. I walk right in. They don't ask.
Oh, I do too. Guess what? Since there's 23 or however many fucking genders, I qualify as a vaccinated person. That's
what I'm
saying.
Yeah, there's 257 genders.
Yeah, yeah.
No,
well,
no joke. That's what
they
say.
If they can
say.
Claim that, then I'm vaccinated.
Yeah, I'm trans vaccinated. That's what I am. I identify as trans vaccinated.
Right. Exactly. All
and
right, y'all.
Well, I might add ambo since weekend.
All right, y'all.
Huh?
I've got to take a shower and eat, and I got to get to bed. So I got to do it all over again tomorrow. Have a good night.
I might still have shots this weekend.
Good night. Do what, Laura?
I might go have shots this weekend.
You probably
y'all
have shots
have
right
night.
Now, Lorna.
You too. All right. Good night.
You too, Chris.
All right. Take care.
Take care.
So those books that I got, Bobby. Free beer.
Bobby's napping again.
Shit. Those two books that I just got, the herbal medicine and the herbal antibiotics. Holy shit. I recommend go to My Patriot Supply and everybody buy those two books. Well, not the antibiotic one, because that one goes, unless you're medical, it goes so in depth. A lot of shit. But Randy, there was something in here I found about diabetics.
Did you?
Yes. That a lot of these herbs I already knew about, and some I'm like, I did not know this. And a lot of them, like, that's a freaking plant that you can eat, but you can use it as a tea, a syrup, or whatever. And it tells you how to break it down, how to, huh?
What's the name of the book again?
It's called The Complete Complete Medicinal Herbal by Penelope Odie. It's a yellow book, and it breaks everything down on everything. And so what I'm going to try and find is, if you get the book and you want it, because I'm going to try and get off all my medications if I can. Apothecary stores and also your Chinese markets, because they have a lot of that herbal shit, the mahuang, whatever we want to call it. There's a lot of things that I'm sure that they have.
Wait. I'm going to interrupt again. What was her name again? The complete medicinal herbal book by
Penelope Odie, O-D-Y.
I paid
$15 for it. Yeah.
Can you take a picture of that book with the name and post it on the on our national page?
Nope, I cannot. I'm in prison again. No, I'm in prison.
Oh, that's right. You had to send it to us in Messenger.
But
I can't.
You can't send it in Messenger.
No, because I'm on a... Listen, I'm on a restricted account. I can't post pictures anymore in Messenger. But I did post it already. I did it yesterday. But what I'll do is
I'm not in Facebook.
Oh, Penelope
O-D-Y. Penelope O-D-Y. And I'm glad that.
Hey, Cam, you're talking about, how these nurses are getting fired for not taking the shot?
Yeah.
That's one thing our hospital administrator here in Russell County, Kentucky, said that he is not going to force any doctor or any employee of the hospital here to take the vaccine.
Oh, cool.
But he was getting it, and he was hoping that they would follow by his lead, which I know several that aren't. There's a doctor here in Russell County who's advising all his patients, do not get the COVID vaccine. Don't even take a flu shot.
Yeah, I'm not allowed. So, but Nebraska is bringing in travel nurses who are unvaccinated. They do not want vaccinated nurses in their hospital in Nebraska.
Well,
my
question, awesome.
I live too far from I live 4 hours from the border. So I'm like, well, shit, that sucks. But with the mandate that Biden's doing that all federal employees have to be vaccinated. So, like, if you work for the VA hospital, if you work for a nursing home and they get federal aid, if you don't get vaccinated, they lose money. So that limits. But I don't know how they're going to stand up to that. I'm telling you, once the majority – see, here's the thing about the nursing field. The nursing field 5 years ago, 10 years ago, was already down 35%. 35. What do you think it's going to be by the end of this year?
Oh, it's going to be way down.
Oh, yeah, it'll be down to 75%.
Yeah.
And all your veteran nurses are quitting. And when I say veteran nurses, I don't mean military. I mean veteran as in more than 10 years experience.
Yeah, been there a while. Yeah.
Yeah. Because I'm sorry, just because you're new and you don't know shit. And I'm sorry, I didn't know shit. When I first got out and I first got my license, you are green as green can be. And you're not going to have any. So... they'll wake up. In all honesty, I think when the shit hits the fan to be so bad by this fall, they'll change their mind.
Yeah, we don't have that many liberals around here. Most everybody around here is like-minded, you know. They're waiting and watching for something to happen and ready to step up. And even our sheriff's department.
Well, see, we live in a liberal city, but it's a conservative state.
Yeah.
But for the most part, there's a lot of conservatives here in Wichita. A lot. But it's still more liberal. We have a liberal snowflake mayor. But I don't know if you got – I've never seen this movie, and I'm going to suck it up and watch it because I want to see what it's about. I hate Tom Cruise now. He was one of my favorites growing up. And after he did War of the Worlds, I hated him. He's such a dick. I can't stand him. But anyway, there's a movie. It's called Lions for the Lambs, and it came out in 2007. He was Senator Jasper Irving in the movie. There's quite a few scenes in this movie. It is identical to what just happened in Afghanistan, because that's what it's about, is Afghanistan. It's like somebody watched that movie and told Joe Biden what to do.
Wow.
I mean, down to the every single thing. He even talks about how it's going to weaken America to the point where our allies won't trust us anymore. But you know what? It's all, you know, people didn't pay attention. They did not pay attention to any of this shit over the last few decades. And it's getting to the point, like I said, it's going to be too late because people need to stop fighting.
Yeah, I've been hearing rumors, too, that we're liable to be under attack September 11th by the Taliban.
Yep, we're here. So...
Yeah.
I mean, screw it. What can we do? Stay awake, stay prepared. Oh, and that's the newest thing, by the way, guys. Fascist Book put out this thing. Are you concerned that you've been exposed to extremism? Right?
I haven't seen
now,
that one yet.
Oh, no, that's an old one from earlier this year, that if you've been exposed to anyone who's an extremist, like a Trump supporter, whatever, now they're jumping on people by saying, have you been exposed to someone who's too prepared? So by talking about canning, homesteading, and all of that, they're being targeted now.
Preppers.
So, yeah, preppers. But people can vegetables all the time and not be a prepper.
Yeah.
And those people are now extremists. So, wake up, people, because there's a food shortage, and we've been saying this and saying it and saying it and saying it. Something's coming that they're trying to hide. Why would they put that shit out?
And what's so funny about the canning thing is there's a lot of liberals that do canning.
Oh, I know.
Yes.
If you have a garden.
Yeah.
The whole thing is there's no preservatives in it. So
exactly.
What's so wrong with that? Maybe they want to say that they're against people, you know, keeping Libby's and all of these other companies. It's like, whatever.
Maybe I should get some Texan.
Huh?
Well, one of the things to make homemade jams and jellies is Texan. I've been doing a lot of dehydrating, so I haven't thought about jams and jellies. So maybe I should pick up some Texan. This way, when the shit hits the fan event, I can sell some jams and jellies.
Yeah.
I'm being a smart ass.
Yeah, I've been doing a lot of canning, and I've got a bunch of cans of tomatoes that I've canned, and or jars of tomatoes I've canned, and then got like 15 quarts of dill pickles I made up.
Oh, I love dill pickles. I make roasted peppers.
Oh, that's what I've been doing. Pickled eggs and pickles, and I need to make some more pickled eggs. And we're now work. I've got my jalapenos and banana peppers, and then I've been drying all my herbs. You know, I found that the 10 best herbs to grow in Kansas are, well, four of them I already grow. The other one is sage. Sage, dill, and a few others. And so you can't hardly buy canning supplies. They're gone.
Yep.
I've been able to get stuff over here. I went to the Amish store and got my rings and plats. But as far as like my mix for to make the dill pickles, I managed to get that at Kroger.
Yeah, they do have a lot of stuff there.
Yeah, Walmart's been staying out of that stuff. I mean, every time I go in there, you can't even find it at Walmart.
I just order online from Walmart.com or some of these other places and just order it directly from the warehouse. So
right.
But all we've been saying, guys, is just wake up and stop watching the news. Honestly, stop. Just shut off all your social media if you can, because the Amish are going to outlive everybody. You know, the Amish did not have COVID.
Oh, no.
Well, no, that's not true. We did have some here that did get it. But they were
being a smartass.
Interfered with interacted with the English.
Yeah.
No, what I'm saying is because they don't have TV.
Oh yes. I wonder why I told you to turn off my TV. Yes. Yes,
but yeah. We're in for some.
Yeah,
I've been in
quarantine.
Huh?
I was supposed to be in quarantine all this week, but just because they said I was exposed last Friday evening.
Yeah.
But yet I tested negative. I'm
Does
like this
Allie
on this.
It
I've got
no?
some. No. No, she went back to work yesterday. They wouldn't let me come back to work till tomorrow.
Oh.
She was exposed to school. One of the cadets in the ROTC, which he's also on the soccer team, had it. And so the whole drill team and soccer team were exposed and had to quarantine. And then, let's see, Monday night, Monday afternoon, we was at the ER, and we both got, I got tested. Allie had to be seen again because her chest pains, and then she ran into another one of her cadets there, and he tested positive Monday, so.
Wow. Dude, if I could have reached through your phone, I would have slapped the shit out of that nurse. From what you whatever you said that the nurse told you about the IV fluid.
I can't remember what it was now.
You said the nurse told you that the IV fluids would keep her alive.
Oh, that's what they said about that one woman that had it when I seen her Friday. It's what that woman told me that they told her, the doctors told her.
Okay, for one thing, you never, ever tell anybody that. I don't care who you are. First of all, she didn't go in. She didn't go in with hemorrhaging or some catastrophic whatever. But someone who's got dehydration. I mean, she worded it very poorly. For one thing, you don't. You know, that's just wow.
Yeah, she said. Her son went to after hours, and that's where they told them that. And I don't know if it was the after hours here at Russell Springs or if it was the one in Columbia, but if it was on here at Russell Springs, there's one doctor there that I don't care much for, and Allie doesn't care much for her either. We don't put much faith in anything she says.
Yeah, there's always that one doctor.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we got
there's a few.
We got a few of them here in Russell County. We ain't got maybe a couple of good doctors here in Russell County that I know of. And one of them I won't go to because he actually went and got the COVID vaccine. And my oldest daughter, no matter how hard I tried talking her out of it, she would not listen to me. She listened to her doctor and went and got the COVID vaccine, and she's been having health problems ever since.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm just... I'm just sitting there reading this article. China's nuclear warhead stockpile, they now have over 400 nuclear missiles.
Yep. Yep. And they did a test thing as if they were attacking Taiwan yesterday.
Do what?
They were out in the desert or something doing testing. And as if they were going to attack Taiwan, so they were testing for distance and angle and all that stuff. And, and they're telling Taiwan not to count on America. And I'll be honest, with this current administration, I think Taiwan needs to take that advice and not trust America to come back them up. Japan either, for that matter.
None of our allies should trust us. I'm sorry, but
not until the current leadership is out of the house.
The only way to get Biden out is if the next election in 2022 for Congress and Senate, there are a lot of Democrats. I know. I'm just saying. That's going to be the only way it gets done before 2024.
The majority of people aren't even planning to vote in 22 because they don't trust the system. It's like, we're just throwing our vote away. All it's going to do is identify it, like they don't already know who we are. But no, nobody trusts the elections. They're not voting in 22. If they don't do something about what happened in 2020, whether or not they put Trump back in office where he belongs or not, doesn't matter. If they do not get rid of these Dominion machines because they're not planning on it, if they do not do something about what happened to the election in 2020, there will be no Republicans in 22. They are not going to win except for a few token Republicans.
No, I know. Like I said, if nothing gets done, whatever happens to America, we deserve it. And I don't care what anybody has to say about it, but that's just tough shit. Because if we don't do something to stop it, then we deserve everything that happens to this country. So, and I hate to say it, but that's just it. The time for talking is over. What was I doing? I'm looking at this. You saw the thing about in Texas about the abortion, law.
Yes, awesome.
As soon as they hear a heartbeat, you can no longer have an abortion. And that's where these, oh, that's our body, my body, my choice. So here's what I got to say about that. So people who have high blood pressure that don't cut down on their salt, if you have a heart attack, that's your problem. You don't deserve to be treated. People who are alcoholics who need a liver, that's your problem because you knew the risk. So that's what people are saying. Well, you know what? If you know by keeping your legs open, you don't get pregnant, that's your problem. You need to keep that child or give it up for adoption.
Right.
And the whole my body, my choice, it needs to be thrown out.
Pro-choice does not mean dual abortion. People really need to stop saying that pro-choice means pro-abortion.
Well, it really does.
No, it doesn't. They just abuse it. They abuse that statement. Pro-choice means I'm pro people being able to choose what to do with their bodies, and I choose not to get the vaccine. I believe that people have the right to choose whatever path they take. Okay, in my, you know, when I say I'm pro-choice, I am pro-choice. I do believe that women have the right to decide what they're going to do with their body and doing it in a safe manner. But I am definitely against abortion. It is murder, and I do understand that there are always exceptions. Unfortunately, I do not believe that there is ever an exception to have an abortion 5 minutes before and definitely not after a baby is born. This is this is not the fault of the woman wanting the abortion. This is the fault of the organization giving the abortion. Abortions weren't this many when Roe v. Wade came about. They abused it, and to be quite honest, placed the majority of the blame on the system, on the programs like Planned Parenthood, who turn around and sell the bodies. You know, I mean, so... Yeah, I'm pro-choice. I'm not pro-abortion, and that's why I'm saying they're really not. I know a lot of people that feel the same way that I do, and if you know, and like I said, I'm pro-choice. My body, my choice. You're not putting that fucking vaccine in it. You know, it's your choice whether or not you have sex willy-nilly. You know, they've brainwashed these young girls into, you know, this free love thing. It's not even like it was in the 60s, it's free love. Totally different. You know, they make it easy for them to get an abortion. What about free birth control? Why don't you give them free birth control? Or the morning after pill? Why won't you do that? If you really want to pregnancy.
So that's the whole thing about what I was saying about all these idiots saying, well, if you get COVID, you shouldn't be able to get treated. And that's what they're saying. Well, if you do this, this, and this, and this, you should have known better. You don't deserve to be treated. Well, that's not
correct.
The same thing. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. You know the leading cause of death in America is heart attacks?
Yep.
Not COVID. Heart attacks. More people die of TB every year than freaking COVID. But see, what people need to understand, it's all about control. That's it. I think that's the real reason why they waited until this generation came around. And in probably the last one, is because they're easily manipulated. That's why.
Hey, I got a question.
Sure.
And this is something I just pulled up. It says, Hawaii is facing an oxygen shortage amid a record surge in virus cases. Is that even possible?
Do what?
It says Hawaii is facing an oxygen shortage amid a record surge of virus cases.
Well,
okay.
Yeah. Oxygen tanks? Okay, look. Oxygen tanks?
No.
Yes.
Let me look. Hold
okay.
on. Maybe the heading just caught me off guard and I haven't looked yet.
I'm saying is if it's oxygen tanks, yes, if there's a limited supply of oxygen in the tank.
Yeah,
now,
that's what it is. Transfer tank.
Okay. Okay. Because you know the little machine, I forgot what they're called right now, you know, people that are on oxygen at home, the concentrators, do you know where it pulls the oxygen from? The atmosphere. Same thing with oxygen in the walls at a hospital. There's no big-ass oxygen friggin' tanks in the hospital. No, they get it the same way you get it from your concentrator. That's why you got to clean those filters. Pulls it in. Just like your air conditioner. That's why you got to clean your filters.
So they're asking
They're
asking people to not do their elective surgeries.
Jesus, Mary, and Joseph. You don't. Oh, my God. And you know what? People are going to believe that dumb shit.
Yep.
They don't put you on an oxygen tank when you have surgery. At all. Dear God, there are some people in this world, natural selection. That's all I got to say. Natural selection. Remove all warning labels. You know, I saw a warning label today that says, open box before you eat the pizza.
Oh, my.
Yeah. World that's so stupid that they just need to be, you know, tied up or just send them to their own little island. Go look at your curling iron. It says for external use only. Because some jackass used it where it was not supposed to be used. I'm telling you. I saw this. Oh, and by the way, if you ever go to a friend's house and for a party or for whatever, go inspect their house before you eat or drink anything. I saw this video where this chick made, I kid you not, she used her toilet, okay? She put a friggin' 10-pound bag of ice in the toilet, then put sorbet in
that
it.
Oh, I've seen that one.
You saw that?
Yeah.
And then she put fruit punch in the back in the tank and Sprite and all this other shit, and she used a ladle to dip it out of the toilet. So, yeah, I'm no longer going to trust anybody just because of this. I'm telling you. God. and what I've been told is from this generation is, when are you people going to hurry up and die so we can take over? Wow. I think that this generation will die out before we do because of the dumb shit that they do. And I kid you not, go look at your laundry soap bottles. It says, do not reuse as a beverage container. Of course not. Because people have.
I know I have.
one girl was taking... Yeah, see? One girl was taking her suntan lotion container and poured rum in it to take to the park, and people are like, why don't you just, like, put it in a water bottle? because it's clear.
Teenagers, what can I tell you? As teenagers, stupid. Now, when adults
A friend of mine, he used to mix his Jack and Cokes in a gas can. A brand new one, of course.
Okay, well, see, brand new, you know, that's still kind of pushing it. One of my drill sergeants, and I will not say his name because I don't want him, you know, of course, it's been 10 years. He used to put Jack and Coke in his Camelback while we did all of our ruck marches. And I'm telling you, he's like, I can't deal with y'all. And so that's how he used to, and that's what he used to do. Because I'm telling you, there's just too many stupid people in this world. Maybe they need to be depopulated. I think that's what we need to do.
Well, here's another one that says, the downsides of masks and young students are real. Well, duh.
Yeah. But they don't want to listen.
I'm in Facebook jail again.
For what?
Jailbird.
What did you do?
Bobby probably got her in trouble. She probably followed Bobby somewhere.
I posted the one meme that says, first it was alcohol kills COVID, then heat kills COVID, now direct sunlight kills COVID. So you can see me outside in my yard, drunk, naked, and laying in the sun, mind your own business. I'm conducting important medical experiments.
and they, oh, my God. Oh,
yep, I'm in jail for them.
They got me yesterday, they removed one of my posts from who knows how long. It said the guy had COVID. He got COVID. He was vaccinated, and he died. And they said it's a good thing he was vaccinated because it could have been worse. The dude died. How much worse can you get? And they removed it because they said it was misinformation. How the fuck can that? You know, it's like, you know what? I'm done. I can't anymore.
I post stuff that I know for a fact is true, and they'll put a notice on there that says, partly false. I'm like, bull. Partly false because you don't want to admit the truth.
Well, here's the thing. I posted what Fauci said. It was a video of Fauci saying it, and they said it was misinformation. How is that misinformation? It's a video, not a meme. Uh-oh. I get how memes, whatever, but they said it was misinformation because he didn't say that. But clearly the video has him saying it. In all honesty, I really think they're just pushing it to see how stupid people are. I really do. People are pretty damn stupid. But I think that's about it for tonight. I don't know if anybody else has anything. Bobby?
I just
he's been quiet.
Right now, the twin baby boy is found dead inside car at South Carolina daycare.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, twin boys.
Wow. How? Or why were they left in the car?
That's what they're investigating.
People,
I think they ought to let them people put them people in the car.
Yeah, no shit.
Oh, yeah.
For 9.5 hours, it says. They were in the car for nine and a half hours.
What the hell? So, I saw this happened back in the 90s. A father put his three-year-old little girl in a car seat, left her with the windows up, and left her in the car. And his cousin left his baby in the car because he was tired of paying child support. That had stuck in my head because they showed a picture of the little girl, not from that being left in the car, but before. And they said that when they opened the door, she had her hair in her hand because she pulled it out of her head because she was in so much pain. And that had stuck with me for so long that, I don't know, I think we need to start doing that to parents who do that to their kids or their dogs, for that matter. If you leave your animals or your kids in the car, same difference, that should happen to you.
Yeah.
Fair justice. Roll the window
up.
All right,
we got 3 minutes left.
Damn. Okay.
But it was good. It was another good show. I just wish more people, just like we always say, would call in.
Well,
I want to thank Maria and Borna and Randy for being
Kim.
On with us all this time.
Yep.
And I like to say God bless America. God bless our troops, children, first responders, veterans. And God bless the Defender 7. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night. Good night.